Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Marlene Lockhart. She was a former chief of staff to Governor and Senator Richard Bryan. Plus on the Power Pundit panel, Connie McMullen, Trey Abney, and Fred Locken. It's all coming up next on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Sully's Sports Bar inside the Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch all your favorite sports. And now you can enjoy your favorite team on our brand new high-def TVs featuring the Papa, the big daddy of them all. It's our giant 17-foot big screen TV wall. And we have two 79-inch high-def TVs, 12 65-inch high-def TVs, including two party booths for your own private party, and six high-def private booth TVs. Bring in your own headphones and listen to your favorite game right from your own seat. First, make your bets in our William Hill Sportsbook, then enjoy your favorite cold beer, libations, burgers, wings, pizza, and our signature build-your-own Bloody Mary bar. Then settle in and download our app and listen to any game being shown in Sully's Sports Bar. Catch your favorite team on our new high-def big-screen TVs. Sully's Sports Bar is the only place to watch your favorite sports all year long. The Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Marlene Lockhart. She is a partner in the Lockhart Group and also former chief of staff to Governor and Senator Richard Bryan. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
It's great to be here, Sam. Thank
you. Everybody talking about whether Dina Titus is in or out for the U.S. Senate race. What are your thoughts at this time? And let's point out right now, as most people on the Democratic side know, you and Dina are very close.
Yes. I admire Dina very much. She's a woman of substance. She knows her stuff. She knows Nevada issues. And she's a progressive before there were progressives. And so she's the real deal. And she nobody works harder than Dina. I've worked on her with her on issues side by side. She does her homework. She, for heaven's sake, she's a university professor. She knows what she's talking about, and she knows Nevada.
Okay, so have you talked to her in the last week or two?
Yes, I have.
And what way do you think she's leaning? Because you did some polling.
Yes, she did. And I think she has that data, and I think she's going to take a deep dive into it. And as others have discussed, there's lots of plus and minuses on the balance sheet to weigh to make a decision. I think if she got in it, she would win. There's no question about that.
Do you think Jackie Rosen would get out if Dina got in?
Well, I would think that she should to stay in that other hard-fought congressional seat. You know, there are many that are unhappy that worked so hard for her to win that seat. And the National Democrats poured a ton of money into that seat to have her, a little over 6 months, declare she's running for another office. And
were you surprised that the DCCC and Emily's List jumped in to support her and Catherine Cortez Masto right away?
That's Harry Reid. That's pressure from Harry Reid.
Okay, so what's the beef between Harry Reid and Dina Titus?
He does not like her.
Because?
You'd have to ask him.
Because this goes back a long ways.
Yes, he just simply does not like Dina. And Dina is independent. Dana's not malleable. If he called her to endorse a fellow congressperson when another one was contemplating getting in, I don't believe that she would do it out of respect for the other elected colleagues weighing that decision. The fact that he influenced Catherine Cortez Masto to do it and Reuben Kuhn, it's all Harry Reid.
And, you know, I would think the odds are that all the other organizations would reverse themselves if Dina decided to get into the race.
I already know that a number of people that she has called and talked to said, we think you're great. You're doing fine as a freshman, but we're friends with Dina. We've got to wait and see what Dina's going to do.
And not only that, but she has the money connections in D.C.
Yes, she does. And even though she wouldn't have the Harry Reid calls getting her money, it's no question in my mind she had raised the money she needed.
Okay, so let's look at this scenario. If Dina gets in and Jackie Rosen says, you know what, I've rethought this, I'm going to stick with District 3 and respect the people that got me here. Do you think that Harry would then change his mind and want to have a Democrat in that senatorial seat no matter what? I mean, he's surely that pragmatic.
I'm not sure. He has stabbed Dina a number of times, so I'm just not sure. And, you know, I like Senator Harry Reid. I'm just stating the facts here.
Steve Sisolak has announced here pretty much for governor, and yet now the conversation is almost a draft Chris Giuliani for that. That would be quite a race.
Yes, it would.
As a primary.
And the one thing that folks, I think a lot of the old political pundits and taking a look at the universe, there is a major shift in this state. As we all know, Hillary won Nevada. But with the election of Trump, I have never seen anything like it. There are no less than 10 different new activist groups on Facebook that are closed. So it's not that the world sees what they're saying and commenting on, but they're very dismayed that still an old, white, retired guy will dictate who the candidate for Nevadans should be. There is significant blowback from that, and these activists are on there every day, and they're talking, and they're not going to just roll over on an anointment process.
And so you're saying that Steve Sisolak is also anointed by Senator Reid?
I don't know that. I don't know, but I know that there's a lot of the movement for Chris from some of those activist groups and for Dina as well. And there's a lot of, what? We just worked so hard to elect Jackie Rosen. What's up with this? And, you know, that would put more resources again to get back into that congressional race for supporters to get out to make sure it stayed Democratic. I'm just saying that the activists that were spun by the election of Trump and the Bernie people are alive and well, and there's meetings, there's all kinds of different retreat scenarios. It's a growing activism in this state that I have never seen before, and it's not through either party.
More with Marlene Lockhart when we come back.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today.
Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Marlene Lockhart. She's a partner in the Lockhart Group and former chief of staff to Governor and Senator Richard Bryan. Dean Heller, I remember you and I interviewing him. You were co-hosting several years ago, and you were pointing out that there were different Dean Hellers, in your opinion, and the one that you were dealing with at that time seemed to be way more conservative than he was when he was Secretary of State. He said, you know, he treated the Secretary of State's job as a nonpartisan office. Where do you see all the moves now?
Well, I think he has moved so far to the right that he has really given up that middle ground, the moderate Democrat that would absolutely support him, because he was so consistent and on the issue.
But, you know, a lot of people say, especially in the national press, they regard him as a moderate Republican. They don't regard him as extreme.
Well, when he moved, went from being Secretary of State in Congress, and that's when I said on your show, the hell happened to Dean Heller? I mean, he moved so far to the right.
But then now, there was the Sharon Angle situation there.
Right. But now, in the Senate, his, you know, folks were talking about, well, he's not going to vote for the health care, and then so everything will be okay. Not so fast. He has a record, and he hasn't supported some key issues for some of the activists in Planned Parenthood and flip-flopping and double back eagle dive. That's going to be hard for him, and his record will be pulled out in total, not just the last couple of statements on the current health care issue. And I, you know, if they can get Republicans to rally and really become activists, but the independents, who probably will decide the race, I'm not sure he can reach them.
Do you see him getting a primary?
I don't know.
Do you think of Danny Tarkanian, for example? You know, Danny has not won, but he's certainly got the name recognition, and he's very popular with the base, very popular in rural Nevada.
You know, we'll have to see. I just don't know what the discussion is on that side, but there's always possibility.
Any other races in the state that you're looking at right now and going, this is good plucking for the Democrats?
Well, I think there's a real opportunity to get back some of the statewide offices again. The governor's race is going to be key. It's going to be very interesting to see.
Do you think that outside money is going to end up controlling that? Because, you know, that's what we're seeing in the congressional races. And it looks like, you know, the Republicans have held so many more governorships than the Democrats at this point. They're not going to want to give up. And Adam Laxalt is very popular on a national level.
Yes, that's correct. But he's not popular in Nevada. And
He is with a Republican base. I mean, his Basque picnics, you know, he's got a third one coming up here in a couple of weeks. And those have had huge attendance, major players from around the country who come in. His ties to, you know, Paul Laxalt and Pete Domenici have certainly paid off in fundraising.
Pretty tight ties there. Grandfather and father. And it has paid off for him. He does have really good political savvy. whether that's him or the people who he surrounds himself with, there's no question that he has a political machine. And hosting these events and getting national attention. So I think it'll be a tough race with either Steve or Chris, whoever decides. And if there is even a primary, we'll have to see. But that's one to watch. The Attorney General, Senator Aaron Ford, getting into that one. I think Wes Duncan, Adam Laxalt's right-hand man, wants to run on the Republican side. You've got other folks for some of the other offices, but I think there's an opportunity. It's going to be a very fun 2018. It really will be if you're a political junkie.
And that's where we have to leave it. Marlene Lockhart, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. We held them over from the last show. They were so good. Trey Abney is here, Director of Government Relations for the Chamber. Connie McMullen is the publisher of Senior Spectrum Magazine. And Fred Locken is Professor of Political Science at Truckee Meadows Community College. Pleasure to have you all here. So interesting, the Jackie Rosen announcement that she is running for the U.S. Senate against Dean Heller. And, you know, as several people have said now, the fly in the anointment is Dina Titus, because this has happened to Dina not once, not twice, but this is the third time where she's been blown past, and it's up to her whether she jumps in or not. What are your thoughts on this, Connie?
Well, you know, I think people are kind of underestimating Dean Heller. I'm kind of surprised at that, and I think time throughout the years has shown that he's politically very, very suave. I think that if she is going to jump in, the same thing could happen to her. I think a lot could happen between now and then. And the fact that he has been holding out and not going with the Republicans on the health care bill, I mean, it can open up a whole new can of worms for his political future. Maybe not bad.
Well, and he's been in, as you say, in tough races before. You know, when he was up against Sharon Engel, she was moving way to the right of him in a conservative district, and he still ended up coming out of it. Harry Reid still appears to be the man controlling the Democratic Party in the state of Nevada with this nomination.
Well, he seems to be, and we'll see about that. I mean, Dina Titus is a very accomplished, smart lady,
and very tough.
And having been involved in the race on the other side of her in 2006 when she ran against Jim Gibbons, I know how tough she can be. It is difficult for her to run that statewide race. You know, we definitely hammered her on the accent, and she had a bunch of, like, I'm one talk, right? And she had a bunch of comments she made about Washoe County and the rules, you know, being bloodsuckers or sucking from Clark County and all
which
this.
Which is so, a long time
so,
ago.
Yeah, and that'll all come back up. I don't know why, and I haven't talked to her about it, obviously, and she wouldn't tell me anyway, I don't think, but I don't know why she would leave that safe seat, although Shelley Berkeley did, but I don't know why she would leave that safe seat. She could be in District 1 as long as she wants. And so to do that and go through that statewide race again on what's a 50-50 proposition at best, I don't see her doing it, but I think she just likes poking Reid a little bit because he's always passing her over. And so, but, you know.
Fred, do you think it's a 50-50 bet?
No, I actually, hopefully someone's talking to her. Politicians, the biggest challenge they have is sometimes realizing where their spot is in politics. She has a chance for a very successful run in the U.S. House of Representatives, but risks losing the state in a critical election in 2018 as a senatorial candidate. I think Reid is making the right decision in this case, and I think he's found someone. You know, he has a sense of the politics in the state as well, and so I think he's shaping us up for a good 2018 race in the Senate.
But in the past, you know, if Dina's wanted to get in, she certainly made her mark. I remember on Nevada Newsmakers, her debate with Jim Gibson of Henderson. He was pretty stunned. I mean, without physically touching him, she knocked him out of his chair.
Well, and she chased out Reuben Kuhn. Remember, Harry Reid had wanted Reuben to run for City 1.
Went to Mexico for a while.
So, I mean, she's no slouch at all.
This will be another $100 million race, though, and she needs the money from the national level to make it work, so she'd be committing political suicide if she came into it because she wouldn't have Harry's support as well.
Well, remember, Dean Heller is the only Republican running next year in a state that Hillary Clinton won, and so this is going to be the number one targeted Senate race.
All right, so Dean Heller's attitude, you know, as he goes around the state, he spent the July 4th weekend going, rightly so, to a lot of the smaller communities in rural Nevada. But what does he need to do to shore up his own base, let alone get independents to cross over to vote for him?
I think he just needs to be more accessible. He needs to be more down to earth and honest to people. In the past, he's kind of like sloughed off his old base that helped put him there by not being accessible. And even when you see him in passing in a restaurant, he just is, he's got like tunnel vision. He doesn't want to be bothered by anybody. I think he's going to have to change that.
Trey?
He's in a tough spot. I mean, not one Democrat is going to vote for Dean Heller. And then if he votes against this health care reform bill, whatever it is, you're going to lose some Republican votes as well. Now, we have a growing, you know, nonpartisan independent voter base. And so he better hope a lot of those folks come to him because cozying up to Governor Sandoval, and look, thank God for Governor Sandoval, certainly from my perspective of the 2017 legislative session, but cozying up to him will not help him with the base. Governor Sandoval is not popular with the base of the Republican Party.
I think he'd be happier being governor. I think he's been a reluctant senator. He's in a very bad spot, but his own party has treated him with a great deal of disrespect under the circumstances, and I think it shows problems under the skirt of the Republican Party. But I think going forward, it is going to be a very difficult coalition for him to build. I personally have predicted that we are moving blue as a state. If the Democrats retain their registration efforts that they did in 2016, I think that's going to favor the Democratic nominee.
Connie, how much do you think Donald Trump is going to play into this? Does Dean Heller need to be more supportive of Donald Trump to win back that base?
Oh, I don't know about that. I think Donald Trump will try to save all the Republicans nationwide if he can, if he has the energy. But I don't know if that's going to help Heller at this point.
I don't know. Fred would be smarter at this. I'm convinced that Donald Trump, if anything, in 2018 will drive more Democrats to come out and vote than Republicans. But I don't know.
Yeah, I think negatives will be huge by that point in time. And this is a president whose own PAC tried to fund negative ads against a sitting Republican or senator. This is insane.
And on that note, we will leave it right there. Thank you all very much. And we'll be right back.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
On our next broadcast, Mike Hillaby, Director of Legislative Affairs at Kempfer Kroll.